Friday, everybody out there in Crewland. You've been waiting for it. Here we are.
Crewland. Yes, we are here.
It's Pete Eric and...
I don't have a name, like a fancy letter before my name. I'm just Merrill.
Merrill with no Y.
No Y, and also many of you know me as Merle, although I hate it.
If you want to get on Merrill's good side, make sure you say Merrill and not Merle.
And spell it correctly, too.
Swing away, Merrill. Swing away. Hey, that was
great
pretty
movie.
Cool this week. We watched what's that?
Signs.
Yeah.
Signs is a good movie. The only movie, major motion picture to ever feature my name, spelled correctly, by one of my favorite actors.
Wow. That's...
It's a wonderful thing.
That you must have been ecstatic.
I was, especially... it was bypassing the time in Houston.
Yeah.
36 hours in Houston.
Oh, this... The longest day of our life.
Oh, I know.
But we'll get into that. I just want to welcome everyone here out in Internetica, crazy internet land or crew land or your bedroom or office or wherever you're listening to us from. Hopefully you're not turning us off already.
No, hopefully, because there's many more of these to come, hopefully.
So we are just introducing our very first podcast, and it's kind of a test. So we may be getting microphones to help with audio quality and stuff, but this is just a place for Merrill and I just to kind of talk about whatever we'd like to talk about. You got anything you'd like to say about that? Help me out here.
We are just going to be talking and rambling. Sometimes we have a focus to what we're talking about, or we'll just start to go on crazy tangents and stick along for the ride. Hope you can keep up with us.
It's going to be wild.
It is. Wild. Wilder than the monkey at Castillo del Rey.
What was his name again?
Pancho Villa. That monkey peed on a kid while we were driving by. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's awesome. I didn't see it, though. You got to explain this to me. Explain the situation. What was going on? We're pulling
in. We were driving down the hill, and this is right. We were pulling in. Yeah, that's right. We were pulling in. We just got back from Hucarán, the town we actually stayed in for 5 nights. And there's these three kind of teenage boys up at the Pancho Villa's cage, and they're standing kind of close. And Gary Crump, the assistant director there, warned us not to get too close to Pancho because he'll grab us with his tail, he'll take and eat our clothes, or just do crazy things.
Monkey's kind of insane.
It is. It's bipolar, and it's gonna kill someone. So we're driving up the hill, and I'm watching these kids see what they're going to do with the monkey, and the monkey just goes spread eagle on the fence, kind of making like an X.
Wait, he's climbing up the fence with his hands and feet?
Yeah, he's about maybe a foot off of his little floor on the fence that he had, and then it just started coming out right like on the kid, and it was hilarious.
That was pretty messed up, though. I just remember hearing Merrill just start like screaming out of joy in the back of the bus, laughing.
Because it's like every time we were in the bus, it was just miserable because the bus driver was going like 90 down the mountain.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That was crazy when we were in El Salvador. You've not experienced life until you've been in El Salvador on a death bus ride like we were.
The buses there, they're not nice accelerating buses like the ones we have. They are manual, so they have a clutch and a stick shift for all of you who are
so you have to like
car illiterate.
So like every time you change a gear, you're like thrown forward.
Oh, I felt like I was on Back to the Future.
Like Whiplash. Oh yeah.
It was like it was just going down the mountain, tight roads, and around each corner he would blare the horn so the other cars would stop. And there was a few times
he'd take like these blind corners, which for those of you that don't drive, they're like the really sharp ones where you can't see. Like, we're going up a mountain, okay, with, like, a sheer cliff edge down the side. And we've got, like, to make, like, almost a complete U-turn. That's how sharp these corners were. And he would just, like, speed as fast as he could, go in the oncoming traffic lane, and just honk, just in case somebody else is on the other side. Like, they're going to stop or something.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
And, like, just, like, in driving, even on flat streets, like, they just pass. Like, it's insane how they will just, like, there's supposed to be no passing. They'll do it anyways. And almost like gets sandwiched. And
it's like bizarre because like people like just move. I guess weird. It's pretty crazy. So yeah, El Salvador is fresh on our mind.
Yes,
we had a lot of fun experiences there. We got a great story about Merrill there.
Which one?
Merrill's got a couple funny stories, but my favorite is when we went on the trapeze.
No, I I've been ridiculing Rob Dillman for years about his trip or his zip line experience, and now I have my own.
Yes, we have a very own. Because Merrill, like, there's a trapeze. It's, what was it, like 20, 30 feet
20,
high?
20, 30 feet off the water, yeah. The dock is.
Yeah, so, like, you're pretty high up, and I was swinging out there and doing some stuff, and I swung out and swung back in and landed back on the platform. And Merrill was like, hey, look at me. I'm a monkey. I can do it, too. I'm Poncho the monkey.
Poncho the monkey.
I'll start calling you Poncho now.
I was going for the whole Spider-Man thing and getting air and just kind of swing back and forth.
So he swings out, and he starts swinging back in, but when you stand at the dock, it like the trapeze hangs down to like your chest area, and so Merrill just decided to hang like a gorilla, straight armed, you know, complete dead weight on the trapeze,
yeah,
which is funny, kind of in itself. Look, watching, but as he comes back
yeah.
He wasn't pulling up at all to, you know, bring his feet in. So I was like, Merrill, gotta put your feet in quick, and he kind of like nonchalantly.
I raised my knees.
Raised his knees just a little bit. It didn't bother to raise any of his body, and all of a sudden, bang!
It was awful. It
he
was
just smacked himself right into
right on the bone.
What is that? Is that the coccyx? Bone?
The coccyx, or that was very painful. I couldn't sit, and then after that happened, I just hung and just fell off into the water.
It was awesome.
So
because it was like. It was like he got shot or something. It was just hanging there for a second.
It was bad.
It was
but Rich also had a funny one on the trapeze. He went to go off backwards.
Oh, that was awesome. I forgot about
that. He as soon as he stepped foot off the dock, he just plummeted. And the look on his face was one of just like,
well, you got to explain, though, because he was like, I've been giving Merrill a hard time about going backwards. Like, normally when you grab a trapeze, you're facing frontward. So I was telling them they needed to turn around and hold it backwards. And I was very clear. I said, you got to make sure that you hold it tight and pull the string down so that there's no slack.
Right.
Well, Rich didn't do that. He just like jumped backwards. And when the rope went tight and when it went taut, he just slipped.
Rich
right
kept
off.
Going in the trapeze.
It was almost like he did a backwards dive.
It was awesome.
It was pretty funny.
Or the one that you had, when you were a little late on the exit.
Oh, yeah.
And you swung almost back into the dock.
Yeah.
That was getting us a little worried, but yeah. still kind of funny.
You weren't that worried. So yeah, we had a good time in El Salvador, and you guys should all go next time we go on
a
trip.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
it's not as bad as you might think, as far as hospitality is concerned. You just kind of deal with it.
Deal with it? What is that supposed to
mean? Well, like, okay, toilet paper doesn't flush.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Not a big deal.
So anyway, we want to just talk about a couple things coming up. We'll have announcements on here. We're actually going to be doing some different contests on the podcast as well. You want to make sure that you listen back. We've got some crew T-shirts.
Crew T-shirts.
Crew T-shirts and crew hats. So maybe if you win, if you want one of those crew hats, you didn't go to retreat or you need a crew shirt, we can make arrangements for that.
What do they got to win? What kind of contests?
Well,
they'll
be different each week, but I think this week we need to do an impersonation contest.
Sweet, I'm good at those.
I know you're good at those, but I think what we're going to do is we're going to do the impersonation of the impersonator. Let's have you guys call in with your best impersonation of Merrill.
Oh, this is news to me.
It's news to me, too.
Oh, we're just making some on the fly. Great.
You know, hey, we're just being led by what we ate last night. Actually, I had Chinese from across the street.
Sweet. Me and Dan had a home run in pizza. Dan came over. We were working on my computer.
I've got, like, dragon breath. It's, like,
ugh.
It's the good stuff.
That's, like, Starbucks coffee breath.
They've got, you know what I do is I get the beef and broccoli over there.
Ugh.
They have really good beef and broccoli.
I get the Mongolian chicken. Mangun gai.
Mangun gai?
Wanting to expand your Chinese vocabulary.
I used to get the kung pao, because I like
pao.
To say pao.
Niao. Niao is beef. That's
is
a
it?
Fun word. Niao. It's
niao?
Like now, but
sounds
with
like
a nye. Beef fried rice would be niao chow.
Anyway, I get the beef and broccoli spicy, because I like the spicy.
Ooh. Yeah, Mongolian chicken's pretty good. I actually had Rich and Heidi over the Tuesday we got back. They came over to the
what?
Place I used to work. And we had Chinese food, yeah.
That's
yeah.
hilarious. You
it
guys
they
weren't
both
sick
liked
of
it.
Each other?
What?
You weren't sick of each other?
No, we were all right. I think. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, you can't order any Chinese from this number, but if you call this number, area code 206-338-2739, that's area code 206-338, and then the word crew.
Wow.
You can call our voicemail listener.
Fancy.
Yeah, no, a little fancy. That's our voicemail message line if you want to leave a message for us. We will play it on the podcast in upcoming weeks. Actually, we're going to try to do it. When do you want to do the next podcast? Like next week, maybe?
Yeah, maybe next week. Next
maybe
week
we'll do it next
good.
Week. So you've got about a week to call us with your best Meryl impersonation.
Best impersonation of me.
Your impression.
An easy one would be when I'm mad, that's when I freak out.
I'll give you extra bonus points if you can do a Meryl freak out.
True.
But keep it clean.
Yes.
Because Meryl always does.
I always do. I always do. Also, if you want to, on Sunday, you can do... I'm going to be judging this, by the way, because hopefully I am the best judge of who can do the best impersonation of me.
Meryl's going to be judging, but
Sunday,
I will ultimately overrule any decision he makes.
Sunday, also, you can either call the number with voice, or if you can do voice and body mannerisms as well, because I know I do some flailing thing with my arms that friends in the past used to make fun of me about.
That's kind of cool. Maybe if you want to send us a video, you can send a video to eric@thestonecrew.com.
And we'll put it on the website. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, we could put it on the website. That'd be
awesome.
Very cool. Now, if you don't want it on the website, just tell me that. And
what's
you know,
the fun, though?
I won't embarrass you then. But because we want people to make fun of Meryl.
Yes, that's always a good thing.
That's what this
but beware.
Podcast. That's what this podcast is all about.
But whoever has
the
best impersonation, me,
Crewcast,
I will be
we
ripping.
Make fun of people. Speaking of which, we had a really fun opportunity when we were in Houston. We want to tell you about. So, Meryl, maybe you can enlighten us on what that's all about.
Jay Leno makes a lot of jokes about Houston. Houston,
but
is
he's
a
on kind of late. For
he's
you
on
kind of
late.
You kiddies may not know who he is. Cause
I enjoy the comedy of Jay Leno, as opposed to David Letterman.
Oh, see, I'm a David Letterman fan,
man,
all the way.
Man, Jay Leno is just so.
Jay
rich.
Leno is just a bunch of tired old acts. I mean, he's
no.
funny, but Letterman's quick. He's got a nice wit.
Yeah.
And
who I really don't like is Conan O'Brien, though. I don't know. I think he's more trendy than anything. The whole self-deprecation thing works for the first 5 minutes of the
that's
show.
That's my problem. Yeah. I like him, but I can only watch him for so long because I can only hear so many jokes about his hair night after night.
I was just about to say that. But no, Jay Leno, makes fun of Houston a lot. As Houston, number one, is in the South, and number two has the ranking of the most obese city in the world. Well, anyways, when we were down in Houston, it was funny because when we turned on the news, if you're not aware, in Houston there was a lot of flooding the day we were there. I think, like, the other side of Houston was completely underwater. But when we were watching the news, some of these just redneck people, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. This woman, like, there's a lot of kids playing in the water,
it was
this
like,
contaminated
it was
water.
It was like every impression that you had of somebody like that came true on TV and unfolded before our eyes.
It was like, number one, you had kids, like, playing in the dirty water, which, like, when it floods that much, the sewer covers come off and all the sewer water goes in to where it's flooded. And kids are playing in it, great, you know.
But nasty.
And then there's people like in their boats and ATVs, like it's the end of the world and they got to make the most of their lives. But the coolest thing, the funniest thing I saw is when we were sitting there, I think Rich was still asleep, but there was this lady, she had an inner tube, a bigger inner tube.
It was not a lady, it was like a teenage girl.
Was it? It was a woman of some sort. And she had
some sort.
She had an inner tube that was maybe about 4 feet in diameter, and then she had a piece of plywood
like
on top of that.
Like a big black inner tube.
Yeah, like, she's making a makeshift raft, but okay, the plywood and the inner tube, that's fine, but what she used as her oar, which was like the funniest, most redneck thing I've ever seen in my life, she used a crutch to push herself down the street.
I mean, the water was probably only like 2 feet deep.
Yeah, but, you know, it's
and like... So she's sitting on this inner tube and like pushing herself with this crutch, and they're just taping it on the news and they're just not even mentioning it. And then what was funny is she must have gotten like to her yard or something and she decided she didn't want to push herself because it really wasn't making her go very far. So she ended up getting up and like walking to her house anyway. Or she actually ran. So I was like, you're actually splashing more water on yourself. It was pretty funny.
People are just dumb at these kinds of moments.
The news catches people in the greatest of times.
And then some guy in an ATV got busted. That was pretty funny. I just don't know how the cop actually chased him down the street, you know, 5 feet of water. But they just showed a clip of a guy getting, I guess, pulled over. I don't know.
It was pretty insane because there was, like, raining, and everybody was, like completely freaking out. Like, they were canceling everything.
Yeah.
Like, any kind of school you can imagine. We even saw Vacation Bible School.
Yeah, Vacation Bible School.
It was canceled in Houston.
That is so awesome.
Yeah,
that awesome.
That was pretty crazy. But then by the hotel, it was like drizzling. Like it wasn't even any rain.
It wasn't that bad.
It's like, what do you guys?
By the Kettle, the Country Kettle.
The Country Kettle. Yeah, that was an interesting restaurant. It was one of those like Okay, like, have you ever been to, like, and I'm sorry if you like this place, but, like, Denny's is kind of a nasty restaurant to me. Yeah. Or, like, no. Like a Waffle House. It was probably a step up from a Waffle House, but it was definitely below a Denny's.
It was a mix between, like, a Denny's and a truck stop.
Yeah.
It had that element.
True, but there was no truckers. But it was kind of the feel of a truck stop.
But the waitresses could have been truckers' wives.
And we got this. There was a buffet, so I was like, sweet. They've got chicken strips on there, and they've got soup. So I got like this chicken noodle soup, and it was like the nastiest.
Cream
it was
of
almost.
Snot.
It was like they had taken some gas from the truck stop and dumped it in there. It was.
Or they
nasty.
Just made the broth out of the rainwater
so
on the other side of Houston.
Stephanie and I had we both had it, and she was like, "Let's put Tabasco sauce in it."
And then it was like, too hot for her liking.
Then it was even worse.
But those chicken strips were. I didn't have the buffet personally, but Lana snagged me a few chicken strips. And
yeah, you were bad, man. You were sitting there.
Ridiculous.
And like every time the waitress would leave, you'd like take food off of the buffet tray, and I was like,
okay,
don't you steal some MP3s while you're at it?
We got home a day late. Okay, we were at the Denny's of the South. I mean, what would you do in a situation like that? The first American food we've had in 10 days.
Not lie, steal, or cheat.
No. Lana didn't feel like eating her chicken strips, so I was like, sure. You know? Anyways, yeah, they were not
the best.
I just
got these off of the buffet table, but I don't want them.
Hey, no, she brought them to the table.
Does anybody else want them, Meryl?
It's fair game.
Yeah, whatever.
I had the master burger myself.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that the missions trip really changed your heart.
Very delectable, yeah.
Here we are in a third world country with nothing. These people have nothing to give, and all of a sudden we get back, and Meryl's not content with waiting 5 minutes for his burger. He has to steal from the restaurant.
Yeah. It was a very
stressful
day.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Anyways.
Well, one thing we'd like to do right now is just say a quick shout-out and hello and welcome to all of our new 7th graders.
7th graders.
All of them have... If you haven't been to the crew website, I don't know how you're getting a hold of this podcast.
Yeah, true.
But unless you just found it randomly on iTunes. But if you've been to our website, you'll notice that there's all these new usernames, and the 7th graders have officially taken over the website.
Yeah. Goodbye, Brad.
Not yet. The king of the forums and the No Life Club may be joined by some queens and princesses or whatever you want to call the 7th grade girls who are just invading the place.
True.
So we welcome
maybe
you.
Like one 7th grade boy.
We need some new life in there, so we appreciate that. Glad to see you around at our stuff and our events. Be on the lookout for our Super Summer Tuesdays coming up.
Oh, those were spectacular last year. I went to three of them. Mini golf. Mini golf was fun. I won. I'm pretty sure I won.
I think you did. I don't think I did. I'm pretty bad. Maybe we should have a contest at mini golf. Like who can...
Crew shirts.
Whoever beats me gets to buy me lunch.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be great.
I gotta get in on that too.
If you beat me, you can buy me lunch.
Yeah.
So, not me buy you lunch. You can buy me lunch.
Well, to put it more nicely, wouldn't it be like a donation...
To the human fund?
Yeah. More Seinfeld
references.
Well,
that was a scary laugh.
That's like my sideshow Bob laugh.
Yeah, remember we wanted to try to... I wanted to try to learn Lana's laugh.
Oh, man, I was trying to figure
Lana
out. That's
hard.
Lana
has a really funny laugh.
She's got like a firewall up. I can't get it, you know?
Yeah, she's got a goofy laugh. We'll work on that.
It's
maybe
like
we'll try to... Maybe we can have Lana as a special guest. Actually, if on summer break, if you're interested in being a guest host with us... I'd love to have an extra voice.
Definitely.
On the voice of the crewcast. So that's my best radio announcer voice that I
sounds parentheses thunder and lightning and parentheses.
Yes. So anyway, I want to welcome our 6th graders. You guys rock. Thanks for our 6th graders. I'm a moron. I want to welcome our 7th graders.
Well, they were 6th graders.
They were. And they're not anymore.
But now they're 7th.
And they've come to the dark side of the youth group. And,
yes.
Everyone else needs to be nice to them. And if they're not, we'll send
Meryl. We will make fun of you.
I'll send Meryl out, and I'll say to him, swing away, Meryl.
Yes.
Swing away. Yes. Oh, yeah, don't forget, Meryl, we've got some big plans coming up on Tuesday night.
I know.
10 p.m. It comes out early.
There's going to be a shuttle falling out of the sky, and
he
only
returns.
One man can save it.
He returns. The sun returns. Not Jesus. That's a different
no.
sun.
Well,
although
hopefully Jesus can postpone until after Tuesday. Then my life. Or
well,
maybe
you
not.
Can postpone
know.
For Meryl. The rest
yeah.
of us, if
well,
he's planning on coming, he can come anytime.
I'll jump on the mid-trib bandwagon then.
But yeah, there you go. But we, Superman Returns Monday night, 10 p.m. Actually, Dan, he was just walking through here.
Yeah.
He's coming with us. We've got We got tickets. I already purchased them for Marcus Theaters, 10 p.m. I'm pretty excited. Have you been watching any of the trailers or anything, Meryl?
Yes, absolutely. I think my favorite one is the... Well, I was watching... Actually, I was watching A&E the other day, and I briefly told you about this. They had, like, a history of Superman from, like, 1932, when he was actually first a villain before he was a hero.
Oh.
And then it went through, like, the history of the shows with George Reeves. And then the whole story of the Superman
curse. Pretty funny to watch.
Yeah, they're just... And then Superman guest starred on I Love Lucy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, George Reeves was on I Love
Lucy.
Oh,
George...
As Superman.
Oh,
he,
really?
Like, flew in through the window of their apartment. And
holy
it was
cow.
Like a, it was at the kid's birthday party.
Wow.
And Ricky Ricardo's like, Superman, thanks for coming. Hey!
Thank you for coming.
Where's
to my
Lucy? And then it went through... Like, they had the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. There was, like, a Superman musical, like, drama on television where, like, Superman went around, like, beating people up and singing.
I guess the reason why that works is because, like, the whole musical, people in tights... and
yeah.
then Superman wearing the
it
tights,
was just,
I guess.
Lois's fiance says to Clark, it's like, oh, Clark, I've heard so much about you. And Clark's eyes perk up, and he's like, oh, really? And then Lois's fiance is like, yeah, Jimmy just won't shut up about you. Ooh, burn, man, that's... Oh, well, do you need some super breath for that burn?
Wah, 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 wah.
Second lame joke
how
of
long
the podcast.
Have you been how long have you been thinking of that
I just
joke?
Thought of that one like five
wow.
seconds ago.
I'll give you points wow. for like on the spur of the moment yeah. creativity, but not for funny factor.
Cool.
iTunes has a download where you can download an updated like a clip from the movie. It's like a minute or two clip. So I downloaded it the other day, and I was like, I started to watch it, and then I realized it wasn't like a trailer. It was like actually like
yeah, they said it was
a
scene
clip.
From the film.
So I was like, oh, so I stopped watching it. And then last night I was remembering it, and I was like, oh.
You got tempted.
Yeah, so I watched it.
Midnight Snack.
I hate myself. But it was really cool.
Was it?
There's this guy. Well, Superman's flying to go help somebody, and then I think there's like an earthquake or something. I don't exactly know. But he flies, and he looks back to Metropolis, and it's like shaken. And this guy falls off. He's like working high in a building, like a construction guy. He like falls and you know, he's tumbling to the ground, and all of a sudden at the last possible second Superman swoops down and grabs him, and it's like it's really cool the way they animated it for him to like grab him, and like in one full motion he grabs him, brings him down to the ground on his feet, and then swoops back up to go, and then it ended you know, to go wherever he was going. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about the movie, and pretty stoked. I like
stoked.
That word.
It's gonna be pretty nice with the special effects.
Yeah.
You know, not like in the other movies where Superman's cape didn't move when he flew.
Or his hair.
You know, or his hair.
So yeah, that'll be good. You guys got to check it out. And
yes.
I'm sure we'll do a whole full review next week. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe next week after the movie.
We'll
not right away, but after the movie we'll
crew comments on Superman.
We'll do a another.
Also in the media this summer, I know probably most of you are more excited to see this movie instead of Superman Returns.
Good.
I enjoyed the first one. First time I saw it was at No Fun Retreat, and then I rented it to finish
the movie.
You're
talking about Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean 2 by Walt Disney Pictures.
I don't want to talk about that because then
no,
all these
not
girls...
a fan. Oh,
no,
Johnny.
I liked it, but it was actually got a little long to me. But
oh.
My thing is, like, everybody goes, like, crazy for Johnny Depp or whatever.
See, I think they're just fun movies that are just enjoyable.
Like a couple interns from El Salvador? Ridiculous.
Interns.
Ridiculous.
I thought the interns were going crazy for Johnny Depp.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I know we'll get some listener feedback on that comment.
It's all right. We.
All right. Well, anyway, I think we're going to wrap this podcast up. Let's.
Yeah. Well, okay. Quick story. The last week before we left for El Salvador, my small group was downstairs, and Brian Alexander seemed to wedge himself in a garbage can. So I don't know if any of you have seen the movie It about the ridiculous clown.
That's awesome.
It was like when the kid got sucked into the pipe,
no,
like, and he bent
that.
Him in half. It was horrible.
Was that what he was like?
Yeah, he was like fold, like Brian was like folded in half in the garbage can. He couldn't get out.
Like a small one?
Yeah.
Like the
really small one.
Like the foot tall ones
yeah.
by the doors?
Yeah, and he couldn't get out. His legs were hanging over the edge. And he just couldn't move.
Was there a bag in there at least?
No, there wasn't a bag.
Oh. See, those things are the nastiest. Like, all the gum and, like,
yeah,
pop and coffee stains.
Yeah. And I think Dietrich started kicking the can. And then we rolled it over, and it was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
It was pretty good.
All righty, guys. Well, welcome to the Crewcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll try to have a little bit more organized content in the future. Just give us some feedback. Remember, you can email us at eric@thestonecrew.com. Or you can check out our listener voicemail. Leave a message there for us. We'll play your comments on the air next week. 206-338-CREW. 206-338-CREW. If you want to be creative and figure out what a word for 206-338, go ahead, because I didn't take a lot of time and I'm not very creative.
But anyways,
all right,
next
guys,
week,
this
Superman
is Marilyn
Returns.
Eric, the Stone Crew podcast people, Crewcast, signing off.
Don't forget to call and do your impression of me.
Yeah, you'll win a T-shirt or some other great, fun surprises of joy and happiness.
Yes.
Peace out.
See you guys.
Check it out.
Oh, wait, we forgot one more thing. The weekly Chuck Norris fact.
Okay.
In 1959, there was only one man to ever outsmart Chuck Norris. That was Stephen Hawking. And he learned his lesson. Oh, yeah. Not too many people thought that one was funny because I don't think they knew who Stephen Hawking was.
I don't think they like it because the guy's paralyzed.
That's what makes it funny. I mean, the guy's a genius. I don't know. I thought it was humorous.
Rob, so he's a genius, so you can make fun of him?
Yes, it compensates.
It compensates.
Rob told me, and I thought it was kind of funny. Jason and Aldo and Pastor Eric didn't seem to think so. But anyways...